Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day to free us up and scar the nation. No matter what you say, the rule will continue to.
What do you say,
This
is I go to the doctor and say, It's 33 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, the Boys Club today. The focus for a moment on the political realities of the world. Apparently, CNN has not had, Fox has not had enough. They want more. So the Fox Business Network says they are going to host yet another exciting, fun-filled evening with the Republican presidential candidates. Another one, like we need another one. This one's scheduled for Charleston, South Carolina, January 14th. And by that time, they're hoping that they have at least somebody that'll get within 14 points of Donald Trump.
Well, I mean, we need to weed out the crowd, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, does this do it? Is this the effective way?
I think it helps. For me, it does.
Weeding out the crowd. Does it? Do you, Kenny, is this the average person watches this stuff? The numbers go down with each debate because I think there's a certain anticipation of what they're going to say because mostly it's the same old stuff, isn't it? I mean, what's been, what other than Trump and his, you know, the kind of stuff that seems to come out of his mouth daily that somebody's going to jump on, it just, it seems to me that there's nothing new here, other than the ratings. I don't hear or see or sense anybody's really saying anything that's new.
By the time we get close to an election, there are all these television ads, right, that are just running and running.
Are they any? Did anybody pay any attention to the Jeb Bush ad? They're everywhere. Did anybody actually pay attention to him?
Jeb Bush's TV ads?
Yeah.
See, that's my thing.
I haven't seen one.
I don't think that TV ads are actually for the people who know what they're going to do and who they're going to vote for. I think the TV ads are for the people who are just totally clueless, don't pay attention. And so right now is when the people who are informed are doing their research and learning who they like and who they don't like. So that's why I think the debates are important, because the informed, the people that listen to these types of shows, actually watch those debates and have an educated opinion. The TV commercials we'll see next year is for people who just, they don't care. Just going to go pull the hammer for anybody.
Well, it's like we were, I think, earlier talking about the way that people make their decisions. And there are many people, this is what some people demand, that we have voters who are educated. Well, how are you going to know that? Some people don't know anything about any of these people. They know they recognize Hillary Clinton's name. They don't recognize, and Donald Trump's name probably, but they don't recognize Cruz's name or Rubio's name or any of those people. They just don't know who those people are. And so does that, what does that do?
Right.
What does that do to the value of the election, frankly? It just, there's something that bothers me about the whole system, frankly, and I don't know that I can put my hands on it. Here's something that's pretty controversial. Actually, there's two mergers now that are getting a lot of scrutiny. You may or may not have seen some of the audio, or I mean some of the video, maybe you've read a story about the merger of Anheuser-Busch with the Miller Brewing Company. And I, for whatever the reason, found myself watching, when I got into my room last night, the CNN, I'm sorry, not CNN, C-SPAN version of the hearing at which the people that control Anheuser-Busch, which is a, some foreign entity in, I think, Brussels, and then the other people that are government regulators are talking about, well, what's this going to do? And it's a fascinating lesson. For those of you who really want to know, and many more people ought to know how the government actually works, this, there were some really good questions that came out of this, and I thought they were relevant questions. The focus has been, now certainly the unions are playing into this, because they're worried about distributorships being shut down and jobs being lost. So the senators who are having the hearing kept pounding away at these people that own Anheuser-Busch now, You're not going to cancel distributor relationships, right? You're not going to put people on. You're not going to lay people off. Nope, not going to do that. The answer, the questions were pat. The answers were pat. The answer from Anheuser-Busch was, well, we're really not doing this to benefit the American scene. We're doing it for Africa and Asia. We want to get more Miller beer into places where there's no Miller beer. I don't know anything about beer distribution.
And you know,
I can't imagine who's drinking beer. I can't imagine some African or even an maybe the Australian out in the bush. Yeah, but some African, or is this? Maybe I'm showing my silliness here. When you get down to brass tacks. You've gone out on a safari or something. At the end of a long safari, you go back to the safari headquarters and sit down and have a glass of Bud.
Because that's all that's available. When you leave the United States, I mean, here, Anheuser-Busch is getting their rear ends handed to them from the craft beer movement.
Right, for a number of reasons.
The Coronas, the Miller Lights, the Budweisers, the Bud Lights are still the biggest selling brands, but their percentage has been cut way down. But when you leave the United States, I mean, you get like three options. Mm-hmm. When I go to Colombia, it's they have the Colombian beer down there, like two different kinds of beers, and that's it. You don't see Bud Light or Miller Lite. When you go to Africa, so they're trying to get into all those markets where they don't have a selection, and they can own the market because they own the market here anymore.
Okay, so this is yet another one. Our lives have been full since deregulation of all these sorts of things going on. So the hearing yesterday, and I didn't get from watching it that there was any conclusion that came from the conversation, but there were good questions asked. Now, today, we read about the merger of Dow Chemical and DuPont, $120 billion. These things just get bigger and bigger and bigger. Dow, not one of my faves. DuPont, not one of my faves. There have been plenty of things that they've done over the years that have been good. I suppose maybe you could even find something good about Monsanto if you looked hard enough.
Poor people in poor countries.
Yeah, well, I guess that's it.
That's how they keep their whole...
Yeah, that's their whole... But they don't tell you how they are doing it. The way they do it, they're just doing it and saying, okay, well, look at what we're doing to help all these people out.
Right.
Are you really helping them out, or are you making them sick? And you may feed them more, but how long are they going to last eating the crap that you're growing? Anyway, these two companies, and who knows what kind of... I think the average person doesn't really understand how much money is involved in some of these big mergers, how much money there is in some of these big corporations. It is astounding. And some of them have grown. I mean, you look at Microsoft, how quickly it really grew. That was a company that it wasn't an overnight sensation. But when you look at the growth and how it grew so wildly through the 80s especially and the 90s, it's amazing. And it goes back to my rendering of how you on your own can do it on your own, how you can make it on your own if you understand abundance. If you understand that if you create an idea and can carry through on it, if you can do something that's unusual, or you even, let's say there are four plumbers in your town, and when you call for a plumber, you can never get a plumber because they're always busy. So is there room for a fifth plumber in that town? Absolutely. Will he hurt the other guys? No. Will he make a living for himself? Yes. Service will be better. It'll be quicker. There are all kinds of ways of measuring it. But many people who realize what I just said in their communities, there's not enough. Is there a framer? Do we have enough framers in your community to frame the new housing that's in demand there? Maybe no. So you were working on a crew. You were a framer on a crew. You decided you're going to go into business for yourself and take your crew, or you'll find a crew and you'll go out and start framing houses and you'll create a new business and new, you haven't taken away from the others. There's going to be X number of dollars in the marketplace anyway. So this is how wonderful the universe is and how wonderful our ability is. If you really get right down to it, you don't have to take from somebody else. You create your own. I think it's fantastic to follow through on that sort of thinking. And I give you that because I think, who knows whether in 20, 30, 40 years from now, you start a business that's going to be the next Dow Chemical and you'll merge your business with somebody else for $100 billion. Who would mind that? I'll even take $150 bucks, Richie, from you.
Yeah.
All right. So I've been thinking about children and the use. We're always sort of focusing on people and their smartphones and how the trend is to be texting all the time or maybe talking all the time and how distracting it is. There apparently is a new app, Kenny, which is being used by millions of teenagers. I'm telling this story because I want parents to know, because probably you don't know if you're a parent, and your child, I'm going to wonder whether Richie knows. His children don't really have, they don't have smartphones, but they have phones they can use to...
They have iPads, which does everything a smartphone can without the phone technology, and my son will have a phone probably this summer.
All right. So the teenagers in high schools around the country that are using this smartphone app, which shares their anxieties, their love feelings, assessments of their classmates, threats, all without adults being able to look at it. You knew sooner or later this was going to happen because parents have been moving toward, and there have been apps so you could monitor what your children are doing with their computers. Well, now this new after-school app exploding in popularity. 22,000 high school campuses, according to its creators, are where this thing is being used. 22,000 campuses. It's designed to be accessible only to teenagers. Parents and administrators don't know anything about it or haven't until this week. So, and by the way, Richie, I said earlier, what was Yik Yak? Because I didn't know what Yik Yak was. Kenny didn't know what Yik Yak was. This is a Yik Yak app. So this Yik Yak, all of a sudden, is something to be reckoned with. I guess I can guess what Yik Yak is about. It's probably a gossipy teenager application. Does that sound right? And what they're worried about is criminal activity that could be created in this web.
Get a live feed of what everyone's saying around you.
Did you see it?
I'm at their website right now. I mean, it can't be that secret because they have a website.
Well, it isn't now.
It lets you be anonymous and say things about people and places, air whatever's on your mind, and then other people can vote on what you say.
But it isn't accessible. It seems to be used by teenagers alone and not accessible to their parents. Is that right?
I don't know if it's not accessible so much as that parents probably just don't know about it.
So now they do.
And if it's anonymous, you don't know what your kid is doing on it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at some of the messages on Yik Yak right now. Going to start wearing a helmet because apparently my head is worth $60,000 with this degree now. That got 71 votes.
Really?
Shout out to Grandma because that's the only way she can hear me.
Well, but I think there was a lot of cyberbullying going on. What's gotten people's attention is the cyberbullying with this, isn't it?
Yeah, that's probably it. I almost just said I have too many pillows, then realized there is no such thing, West Virginia University. And so it always says the college that the comment comes from. Mm-hmm. And you can vote up or down whether you like it or not. Does Target sell boyfriends?
The reason I went here for two reasons. To sort of sound like a little that I know what I'm talking about, even though I don't. And then to wonder out loud, how is it that people find the time to do this stuff?
I can't begin to imagine
with my life.
If you think about it, the generation or maybe two back, certainly when I was a kid, teenagers always on the phone.
Yeah.
And this is the same thing. It's just the next generation of that.
But they didn't bring the phone with them to school. They did it maybe after hours.
No, because the technology wouldn't let them.
Right, in school they talked. Mm. All right, last one, you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Seriously upset. Bought a bag of air and there were chips inside of it. Unbelievable. Get it?
Unbelievable. All right, food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. It's 47 past the hour on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like for people to like you even before they get to know you? Well, it's so easy. Politicians and actors use this trick all the time. Here's the brain science of it.
Man, I like you. What's your name?
Just remember what Mom said. When you enter a room, hold your shoulders back, walk tall, head erect, carry yourself with dignity, and always, always make an entrance from the audience's left. Why? Whoever is watching your left-sided entrance finds their right side of their brain activated. period, and that's the less critical, more persuasive hemisphere of the brain. Because the brain is wired backwards, you turned off their more critical side of the brain and turned on their right, more agreeable side.
Whoa! I'm glad he's on our side.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Make them look to the left, and it'll work right in your favor. Got a question? Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, iCam allows you to remotely monitor multiple live video feeds on your iDevice. Swipe to pan and tilt. Best $5 you'll ever spend.
Cool.
iCam. It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This four-time NBA champ was known as Superman for doing the dirty work on the boards and for the black-rimmed glasses he sported on the court.
Larry Bird helps Kurt Rambis up. He was decked by two Celtics and hit the floor hard, and both benches have emptied.
So where is Kurt Rambis now? Kurt spent 10 years with the Lakers serving as assistant coach, interim head coach, and assistant GM. From 2009 to 2011, he coached the Minnesota Timberwolves before becoming a studio analyst for ESPN. Kurt's work ethic on the court earned him a mention in the song Mayor by the hip-hop group Pacific Division.
Your boy hustle hard like Rambis for the Lakers.
And that's a wrap on Kurt Rambis. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. If you live near the Gulf of Mexico, you're all too familiar with red tide. In fact, across the nation, algae blooms ruin swimming, kill fish, even poison local drinking water. Well, after a remarkable 37-year experiment, Canadian scientists have nailed down the chemical triggers that cause algae blooms. The culprit? Something many here have believed all along. Phosphorus, commonly found in household laundry detergent. There are now 146 coastal regions in the world in which fish and other life forms are dying entirely from phosphorus-related lack of oxygen. One dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico is roughly the size of New Jersey. Phosphorus in detergents is already being banned in Washington state. So what can we do? Well, you and I can now easily choose phosphorus-free laundry detergents easily labeled in most grocery stores. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Karen, apparently, according to my research staff, Trump is not the first to suggest that people from various countries be banned. Apparently, Jimmy Carter worked on the Iranians when he was president. Remember all of that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
How quickly we forget. It's the same scenario. We forget. 51 after on Good Day.